Man Called Yarra, written by Stan Yarramunya with Robert Hillman, and read by Rob Preston. The dirty old heap called Staffer House up in Nicholson Street, Fitzroy, was an important place in my life when I was a kid. It's not there anymore. I know because I went around to Nicholson Street a year ago to take a peep and found it had become something much fancier than the broken-down rooming house I once knew. Back then, poor people stayed there, mostly whacked out on booze or smack. Staffer was the place my dad, Frankie, and I stayed whenever we reached Melbourne after knocking about the state together. This was between 1974 and 1977, when I was 9 and 10 and 11. Of all the ages you can be, 10 is one of the best, maybe the best of all. Strength was coming into my skinny body, and lots of fresh ideas for making strife filled my mind. I'd wake up in the morning to the rackety trams rolling down Nicholson, eat God knows what for breakfast, then mosey out to see what mischief I could find. I can picture myself down at the Champion, a pub in Gertrude Street just around the corner from Staffer House, a place I knew as well as other kids knew the school they attended. As a matter of fact, the Champ was my school. Also, the Rob Roy down there in Fitzroy, and the Builder's Arms. All three working men's pubs. My dad and my uncle Darryl used to hustle at the three pubs, particularly the Champ, lords of the pool table. Me watching on, knowing the script my dad was following down to the pauses and gestures and nods and shakes of the head. "So what, you want to play for stakes? $2 a frame, $3 a margin at 20 points, something like that?" And the ning-nong my old man was hustling would say, $5 a frame, $10 a margin at 20. "Woo, a flash bloke like yourself. Don't know if I can risk it." And the ning-nong, "What, no guts?" "Okay then, expect you'll take me shirt and hat, but what the hell?" I had a quiet little smile to myself as Dad let the punter win 2 frames by a margin of 30. My quiet smile was still there as Dad got this bozo to up the stakes to 50 a frame, $100 for a margin of 60, and cleared the table on the one break. Pop, pop, pop. This might seem, what would you say, an unwholesome environment for a kid. Well, yeah, but you learn a great deal about your fellow man by studying an expert hustler like my dad in a pub. He played them, my dad. He played the bozos. Never went too far with his, "I'm just a pitiful amateur" thing. He worked out what it was that the punter wanted to hear, and he gave it to them. Made lots of dough, my dad, at the Champ. He was an artist of the con. Handy with his jukes, capable of knocking back a dozen glasses of the frothy stuff without losing his wits. But there was more to him than scamming. Never had employment of the skilled sort, but he could roll up his sleeves and take on 100 different jobs that required muscle and stamina. People looked up to him, not just other white fellas, but Aborigines too. I can say with a full heart that my dad was a role model for me. A role model of a fairly dodgy sort, yeah, but someone to look up to, someone to admire. He was always trying to educate me, in his way, to pass on his wisdom. My dad and his brother Darryl were in the Champ this one time, and there was something going on between Darryl and Dad, some bone of contention. I wasn't at the pub at this point, but Dad told me the full story later. As it happened, Darryl did his block and smacked Dad in the face. Whack! Darryl knew what a punch was, and when he smacked my dad, he meant it to sting, which it did.